Reading from The Unknown Reality, Volume 2 by Jane Roberts, a Seth book. Okay, so this is session 707, and it is noted here that the 706 session was scheduled, but it ended up becoming basically private material and not book dictation. So they say it's deleted, but that just means it's private. And this particular session is going to be about exploring probable action and cell's conscious connection with us and all that is in its memory. Also, changing your probability with beliefs. Okay, so Seth states, these cells, of course, are changing. The atoms and molecules within them are always in a state of flux. The CUs that are within all matter have a memory bank that would far surpass any computers. As cellular components, the atoms and molecules therefore carry memory of all of the forms of which they have been part. At deep levels, the cells are always working with probabilities and comparing probable actions and developments in the light of genetic information. The most intricate behavior is involved and calculations instantly made, for instance, before you can take one step or lift your finger. This does not involve only the predictive behavior of the physical organism alone, however. At these deeper levels, the cellular activity includes making predictive judgments about the environment outside of the body. The body obviously does not operate alone, but in relationship with everything about it. When you want to walk across the room, the body must not only operate using hindsight and quote-unquote prediction as far as its own behavior is concerned, but it must take into consideration the predictive activity of all of the other elements in that room. At basic levels, of course, the motion of a muscle involves the motion of cells and of cellular components. Here, I am saying that the atoms and molecules themselves, because of their characteristics, not only deal with probabilities within the body's cellular structure, but also help the body make predictive judgments about entities or objects outside of itself. You quote-unquote know that a chair is not going to chase you around the room, for instance. At least the odds are against it. You know this because you have a reasoning mind. But that particular kind of reasoning mind knows what it knows because at deep levels the cells are aware of the nature of probable action. The beliefs of the conscious mind, however, set your goals and purposes. Quote unquote, you are the one who decides to walk across the floor. And then all of these inner calculations take place to help you achieve your goal. The conscious intent, therefore, activates the inner mechanisms and changes the behavior of the cells and their components. In far greater terms, the goals set consciously by your species also set into operation the same kind of inner biological activity. The goals of the species do not exist apart from individual goals. As you go about your life, therefore, you are very effectively taking part in the quote-unquote future developments of your species. Let us look for a moment at the private psyche. The quote private psyche, end quote, the private psyche sounds like a fine term, but it is meaningless unless you apply it to your psyche. A small amount of self-examination should show you that in a very simple way, you are always thinking about probabilities. You are always making choices between probable actions and alternate courses. A choice presupposes probable acts. each possible, each capable of actualization within your system of reality. Your private experience is far more filled with such decisions than you usually realize. There are tiny, innocuous instances that come up daily. Shall I go to the movies? Or bowling? Shall I brush my teeth now or later? Should I write to my friend today or tomorrow? There are also more pertinent questions having to do with careers, ways of life, or other deeper involvements. In your terms, each decision you make alters the reality that you know to one degree or another. Okay, now Seth is going into practice element number 9. Okay, let me just say right here, right now, that I will give you guys each of these practice elements. I'm going to figure out how to do that. It might just be like the whole session with the practice element. I'm not sure yet, but I will make these available. It is going to take me some time, but here is practice element number 9. And, yeah, it's better to have all the practice elements in consecutive order. I'm not going to deny that, but you still can do this exercise. Okay. So practice element number 9. Seth says, for an exercise, keep notes for a day or so of all the times you find yourself thinking of probable actions, large or small. In your mind, try to follow what might have happened had you taken the course you did not take. Then imagine what might have happened as a result of your chosen decisions. You are a member of the species. Any choice you make privately affects it biologically and psychically. You can literally choose between health and illness, between a concentration upon the mental more than the physical, or upon the physical more than the mental. Such private decisions affect the genetic heritage of the species. Your intent is all important, for you can alter your own genetic messages within certain limits. You can cause a cell or a group of cells to change their self-image, for example. And again, you do this often, as you healed yourselves of diseases because of your intent to become well. The intent will be conscious, though the means may not be. In such a case, however, the self-healing qualities of the cells are reinforced, and the self-healing abilities of the species are also strengthened. Your private psyche is intimately concerned with your earthly existence, and in your dream state, you deal with probable actions, and often work out, in that condition, the solutions to problems or questions that arise having to do with probable sequences of events. On many occasions, then, you set yourself a problem. Shall I do this or shall I do that? And form a dream in which you follow through the probable futures that would, quote-unquote, result from the courses available. While you are sleeping and dreaming, your chemical and hormonal activity faithfully follow the courses of the dreams. Even in your accepted reality, then, to that extent, in such a dream, you react to probable events as well as to events chosen for waking physical experience. Your daily life is affected because, in such a dream, you deal with probable predictabilities. You are hardly alone, however, so each individual alive also has his or her private dreams. And these help form the accepted probability sequence of the following day and of time to come, in quotes. The personal decisions all add up to the global happenings on any given day. There are lands of the mind. That is, the mind has its own, quote unquote, civilizations, its own personal culture and geography, its own history and inclinations. But the mind is connected with the physical brain. And so hidden in its folds, the brains, there is an archaeological memory. To some extent, what you know now is dependent upon what will be known and what has been known in your terms. The quote-unquote past races of men live to that extent within your now, as do those who will seemingly come after. So, ideally speaking, the history of your species can be discovered quite clearly within the psyche, and true archaeological events are found not only by uncovering rocks and relics, but by bringing to light, so to speak, the memories that dwell within the psyche. So right here, Robin notes Seth, because before the session began, Jane and Rob were talking about cells and some of these topics, and so they think that that's what brought up Seth talking about it. And so right here, Rob says, that was the end of dictation, but next Seth came through with a page of information for Jane and me. In it were these lines, quote, this is Seth, I believe, incidentally, that I cleared up your question for you. Cells as entities do not drop off the physical form like apples. I was using, I suppose, a kind of shorthand I believed was clear in the context given, end quote. Okay, so here, first note is referring to notes in Appendix 12, but in this volume, and I will give you guys these appendixes probably, it could be the very next thing that I do is Appendix 12, because in the first session in this book, 705, it says refer to Appendix 12 for the word outside. And I've already reviewed it. It's really great. You guys gotta hear it. Okay, so, anyways, session note number two, Rob states in volume one of Unknown Reality, Seth designed all but two of his eight exercises or practice elements to help the reader directly explore some of the aspects of probable realities. Although even the exceptions, number six and eight, aren't far removed from probability concepts, his first practice element grew out of Jane's projection into a probable past in her hometown of Saratoga Springs, New York. And note number four is referring to volume one again. Rob says C session 687. Specifically at 10:01, Seth discusses how the dreamer and his or her probable selves, having, quote, the same psychic roots, end quote, can share in working out a given challenge in a probable reality. I will also give you guys that because that is not available at this time.